Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, December the 8th, 2023. 20 minutes past the hour. Joined in studio by Matt Morgan on this Friday. Pastor Craig coming up next hour. Then we'll all be together at noon for the Big Exchange Club. And then Pastor Craig study his word at 1 p.m. today. And Carrington, Matt, Sean, and myself tonight from 8 to 10. Now, tomorrow, Matt, the event just keeps getting bigger and bigger. Tell people what we know tomorrow will be, and then the announcement we can make officially that we just learned in the last hour.
So, there's going to be a lot going on in Christmas, Caledonia. There's going to be...
Christmas in the Village.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Christmas in the Village. There's going to be Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus, me, Carrington. Scott's going to be there.
You're dressed as a reindeer, though. You gotta put this up.
I am dressed as a reindeer. Carrington is dressed as Fruity C.
Fruity C the elf, yes. Singing.
Absolutely.
Twas the night before Christmas.
There'd be, like, I don't know if I already mentioned the tree.
Music in the Methodist church.
There's music
I'll be over in the Methodist church.
There's horse rides. There's a live reindeer, I do believe.
Live reindeer?
It's happening that night. There's a lot going on. There's
Santa,
tons of stuff.
And now...
Mary Ellen Withrow.
Will be...
Mary Ellen Withrow will be the one lighting the tree.
Wow. Part of our group.
It's looking to be a night.
It's a happening in Caledonia tomorrow. If you're not there at 6 o'clock, you aren't in the place to be. You know, as I said before, I feel this is like going home. Because I've got to check with somebody. I got to call somebody. But I know that I believe my father was born in Caledonia. I'm pretty sure. I know he grew up there. And his parents lived there for a long, long time. He's buried there. So there you go. And so I think it's like a homecoming for me. This is my tie to Marion is that's my town. You know, that's where I was born. This is where I have lived. So that's why I'm lighting the tree in Marion. But this is more of a family occasion over in Caledonia.
So it's a family occasion because your family...
I got ties to that kid. People say, well, why is he lighting the tree over in Caledonia? I got ties.
So you, like, barely.
Barely?
Barely. Did you ever...
I think your father is a good tie.
Did you ever live in Caledonia?
No.
I lived in Caledonia.
You live in Caledonia?
I live, like, right on the border, but yeah, I guess.
Like I said before, there are some squirrely people over in Caledonia, though. And not good, not bad. I like them, but there's some squirrely people over there. So I don't know if I'll see them tomorrow. We'll see.
Well, I mean, I'm sure they'll be out. I'm sure.
Yeah, but I don't have time to talk to everybody.
Well, I mean, if they're squirrely enough, they'll probably find a way to talk to you.
Well, no, I'm just saying, if somebody approaches me, I'm not going to be rude, but I'm not going to, you know, have a whole conversation with them, even though it is the holiday time. I'll be busy that night.
Yeah, yeah.
Got things going on. We'll be taping a special there, by the way, that will air on YouTube. Christmas in Caledonia is what our special will be called.
I think that, I mean, honestly, I think that it's gonna be great.
Man, we're having events.
I mean, there's too much going on for it to not be great.
We'll be down at the Methodist Church. We'll be with Santa Claus. We'll be with Mary Ellen. You'll be dressed as a reindeer. We'll have Carrington. I'll be there. It's really going to be a happening.
I think so. I mean, there's loads of stuff going on.
Loads of stuff and loads of fun over in Caledonia tomorrow. Christmas in Caledonia. By the way, things are going on all day long, so check the Facebook page. All right, tell them about the fruitcake toss. You didn't tell them what they win. See, you left that off.
Oh, yeah. So the fruitcake toss on December 14th takes place at 7 o'clock, I do believe. So at 7, we have to throw fruitcakes, obviously, but there's going to be an induction into the Upper Crust Society, and if you win the fruitcake toss, you get 4 tickets, I do believe, to the Columbus Zoo and Aquarium, and there's also a WGH plaque for the person who throws it the farthest out of the WGH crew.
Buckeyes?
There'll be Buckeyes.
Hot chocolate? We really don't know.
We'll see.
No, nobody's committal on that at this particular point. You know what we need is a good photographer tomorrow night, because one of the problems is Sean is taking the video, so he can't shoot the pictures. We need a good photographer for this event.
I mean, I'm sure it can't be too hard to find.
Have you ever seen the house that President Harding grew up in?
I've never seen the inside.
Well, I don't think you can see the inside because somebody lives there.
Oh, President Harding grew up in. No.
It's in Caledonia.
There's a thing, I do believe, like by the house.
It's
like
an interesting place.
Like a plaque.
Yes, it's an interesting place.
I didn't know you could, I mean, I've probably seen it then.
You can see it. If you saw it, you wouldn't forget it. I'm not going to say what it is, because I'm not going to take any bad press on this whole thing. But, because I'm, you know, doing the deal tomorrow in Caledonia. But it's an interesting little place. To have a nice historical marker outside of it. It's interesting.
I mean, I think it fits in with everything else in Caledonia. Caledonia's pretty small.
It is what it is, as they say. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. Anything you'd like to talk about, give us a buzz. Big events going on in Caledonia tomorrow. Fruitcake toss less than a week away, 6 days away. It's going to be a big week. And we've got the big vote at City Hall on Monday.
I think I'm excited for that. I've had that day requested off for like a month now.
We'll be there.
We will be there.
Covering it. Full out. Do want to remind people you can send us a Christmas card, 685 Delaware Avenue, Suite 110A, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Make it out to WGH Talk, the Christmas card, and we will read it on the air, put a return address in there, and we will get it back to you.
Nice.
Yeah, do you have your Christmas card ready to go?
No.
You're not really talking up a storm today.
So, I mean, I don't know. I'm just kind of tired, I guess. But I don't have...
You're sluggish.
I don't think... I've never sent Christmas cards. So, I mean, I've gotten Christmas cards, and then I thank the person, but I don't, like, send a card.
I'm sure we'll be bringing up this subject tonight, but I think this is brilliant. Do you know who... Time Magazine, by the way, has named their Person of the Year for 2023. Time Magazine. Very highly esteemed publication... Do you know who the 2023 Person of the Year is?
No.
Oh, you got to get a Time Magazine. You should buy one before tonight and bring it in. This is a keeper. Do you know who Time Magazine's 2023 Person of the Year? We're talking the whole world.
No.
Ready for this?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Well, I'll just give you an example of the things they do over at Time Magazine. Like last year was the spirit of the people in Ukraine. And 2 years ago was the Ukrainian president. And past people who have gotten it. Now, it can be villains. Hitler was a Person of the Year. Winston Churchill, I believe, was Person of the Year twice. Franklin Roosevelt was Person of the Year. Truman.
So Person of the Year just go by relevancy then?
Yeah, Person of the Year. Okay, Stalin. Okay. Stalin was Person of the Year. Martin Luther King Jr. was the Person of the Year. Last year, the spirit of Ukraine. Elon Musk has been Person of the Year. Do you know who the 2023, we're telling you right here, folks, the 2023 Time Magazine Person of the Year is?
Is it Vladimir Putin?
Well, is that your guess? Is that your final answer, as they used to say on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yeah, that's the final answer.
No, you ready for this? Taylor Swift.
Of course it's Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift is Time Magazine's Person of the Year 2023.
I'm going to have to go. I don't know. I'm going to have to sue him now or something.
You know, in the vein of Hitler, Churchill, Stalin, Spirit of Ukraine, Martin Luther King Jr., Roosevelt.
What year did they put Hitler in there?
I think it was during the war.
It's been around since forever.
Oh, yeah. First, Charles Lindbergh, I believe, was the first Time Magazine Person of the Year, maybe back in the 20s or 30s.
Wait, Hindenburg?
Used to be Man of the Year, which tells you something.
Hindenburg?
Lindenburg.
Lindenburg.
The man who flew around, broke the sound barrier, I think, is what Lindbergh did. Charles Lindbergh.
Never heard of him.
Well, he was the Person of the Year.
Good
first
for him.
Ever. But no, she's right there. What do you think?
I'm disappointed.
Now, why disappointed? And by the way, what do people feel out there? Should Taylor Swift be Time Magazine's Person of the Year? 740-383-9944. That's
740-383-9944. I mean, what did she do to become Person of the Year?
Well, now this is interesting. Because you might be shocked by this. I agree with this. I think that this is actually right. Because if she was just a singer, I would say no. If she's just an entertainment person, I would say no. But this woman gets people to register to vote. This woman, her little tour, I think they said brought billions of dollars in revenue.
She's a cult leader.
Well, she's also the person of the year. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Hey.
It's Mary.
Hey.
Brinley actually sent you a card last week to the radio station.
Oh, okay.
So you maybe look around the office to see if somebody's brought it in?
You know, I will do that. You know what? We have a new mailbox here, so that could be the problem as well. Maybe I need to get down there and check the mailbox.
Okay, well, she sent it, again, she sent it to the radio station. She sent it to you with, you know, with Scott Spears.
Okay.
But double check, because I know she drew it herself.
No, I'll find it. I'm sure it's probably just down in the mailbox. Because we had a, moving over here, we had to switch mailboxes, and it's probably in the mailbox that I'm not looking in.
Aha.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll run down later today and check.
Okay. Hey, I appreciate that.
Thanks, Mary.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See, the Christmas cards are flooding in.
Good. You know, I never knew Christmas cards were such a big deal until I moved out and then started getting, like, five.
It is. I think it's very important too, and you got to get a list.
A list.
Well, yes, because if you give somebody one, you've got to, or if you get one, you got to give somebody one. Now, what's your beef with Taylor Swift, Person of the Year?
I guess nothing. I just think that there's probably somebody better that could have been put up there.
I don't know. I think, you know, when you're producing that type of revenue, when you're filling stadiums, when tickets are that much, when you, just because you go on your Instagram or Twitter or whatever she did and say go register and people do it in massive numbers, this is something more than a performer.
I mean, they could have made it Jeff Bezos. He's got
I don't think anybody has the power that she has right now. Well, if this woman went out and said do something, there would be millions of people who would do it.
I think that, I don't know, like, they could put anybody up there and they chose Taylor Swift.
But who really has had the impact that she has had in the last year on the economy, on entertainment? I mean, this whole thing, she made a football team famous. She made a player who people had no idea who he was.
Disagreed.
People who follow sports. She made him. He was interviewed by legitimate publications. Not before. She made his mother famous.
I'm good for her, I guess, but like,
she made the ratings on games go up by just sitting in the box.
Travis Kelce, people know who Travis Kelce is.
Nobody was watching those games.
People were watching.
No, there was. We went. We did this story when she just started going to the game. The ratings started to go up.
Sure, but like, people still knew who. Like, Taylor Swift doesn't have anything to do with football.
Doesn't have anything to do. Well, that's right, and I think that's the point to this. She doesn't have anything to do with football, and yet she has an impact on football. Everything she does has an impact on voting. She has an impact on football. The people she dates, she has an impact on. She has an impact on revenue in the cities where her performances are. It'd be hard to argue with her being Person of the Year.
I would put, like, I don't know, I'd have to think about it. I like Elon Musk. I'd put Elon Musk up there.
Now, what did he do this year?
This year, I don't know. I'll be 100 with you. I'm not sure. But he has...
So what's your beef against Taylor Swift here is the real point?
I don't know. I just don't like Taylor Swift.
Pastor Craig has joined us here in the studio. Pastor Craig, had you heard Time Magazine's Person of the Year?
I had not heard until I heard it from you.
Well, that's where all the really big news comes from.
But I just need to make one point. Journalistic integrity is very important here at WGH.
Yes.
And a lot of it is based on historical accuracy. So Charles Lindbergh was the first man to fly transatlantic solo.
Who broke the sound barrier?
I believe it was Chuck Yeager.
Chuck Yeager, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was aviation. Yeah. It was in the aviation area.
And by breaking that sound barrier, he was able to get a Jägermeister.
It's very good of him. Good man.
Boy, I had to work on that.
Well, you know, journalistic integrity. Journalistic integrity is always important. But
so Taylor Swift.
But I believe he was the first person of the year. Back then it was Man of the Year.
Yeah, Man of the Year.
But yeah, does she fit in with the?
No. That shows.
Oh, now wait a second. Everybody's turning.
That shows how irrelevant Time Magazine has become in the last few years.
See, I don't think so. Because who should it have been?
I think
we can't say that she shouldn't have been.
I think
who had
gonna,
a bigger impact?
I think if they're going to pick somebody, I mean, I don't know off the top of my head, but like, I think if they're going to pick somebody to be Person of the Year, they should pick somebody. It's kind of like the NFL's Walter Payton, Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. It's kind of like, because like, the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award is given to the person who like gives back the most to their community. I feel like that should be the Person of the
Year. That's not what this is about. I mean, Stalin has been Person of the Year.
Because it's who was the person that had a major influence in the world, whether it was a good influence
or a bad.
Or bad, that's right. But now, I seriously questioned last year the spirit of the Ukrainian people.
I think it was a big story. I think, you know, it was interesting to the degree that all of a sudden in the United States, we cared about Ukraine. If you, 2 years ago, if you would have said, where is Ukraine? What's going on there? I don't think anybody would have had any idea.
No, I agree with you. But Taylor Swift, I don't know.
I like that they got away from political people. I like that they got away from controversial things. And they just said, who has made an impact? And you know what's funny? Doing these current event shows, you cannot help but run across a Taylor Swift story every week. She sells magazines. You know, when I first heard this, I was with you. I said, oh, that's strange. But then you really think about it. Look what she did in the course of a year. These stadiums were sold out. Ticket prices you can't even imagine. When she comes into a city, there were, I think across the East Coast, her tour generated billions of dollars in revenue just in the communities that she appeared in, because she went to, I can't remember if it was Twitter or Instagram, and just said register, a simple post. The percentages of people registering went way up. She goes to football games, and all of a sudden she makes a guy famous. The ratings on the games go up. He gets interviews with the Wall Street Journal. Nobody was coming to Travis Kelce to go to the Wall Street to ask about Wall Street Journal.
And a year from now, he'll have a whole album devoted to
exactly.
him after they break up.
And it'll be number one.
Yeah.
I mean, really, who has more impact than this girl? And again, she's I think she's still considered country pop. A country pop artist who doesn't have the big band. It's not the big light show. What is it about her? What's the thing?
I don't know, but I cannot deny the impact she's had.
Yeah, and I just think when you look at it, and then you look at 2023, who are the people? I mean, who would it be?
I don't know. There's somebody better than Taylor Swift, though.
I mean, I saw some of the other nominees, and it was, you know, the Trump prosecutors were one on there. They were on there. First president ever indicted. That was, you know, that the prosecutors were prosecuting him. You know, that to me seemed a little, I don't know. Who else was on there? There weren't things of that type of consequence in 2023 for whatever reason. And I don't know that there was anybody of that type of consequence.
I mean, she probably gets more news coverage than anybody else.
I think Prince Charles was on there, first year as king. You know, that That was a thing.
Yeah, but his impact in the world is minimal.
I think you do have to be alive to be Person of the Year, so it can't be somebody who's died.
Or Joe Biden. Oh,
there you go. Well, and again, not being a presidential year. Now, next year you might see a political figure be at the top.
I've seen a trend because I used to actually read Time magazine all the time in the late 60s and 70s and even into the 80s. And I think in the recent last 15, 20 years, they've gotten away from, because it was almost always a political person unless something major happened, like, you know, Charles Lindbergh. And I don't know, but I think in 1969, either Neil Armstrong or the Apollo crew was the man of the year. But I think, you know, it was usually a political individual. Like I remember when Anwar Sadat was the man of the year. So, but I think in recent years they've gotten away from it. And the reality of it is there are people who do have an impact that's outside the political arena or are known worldwide outside the political arena.
I just don't think that we can qualify Taylor Swift any longer as an entertainment person. Because I just look at all people in entertainment and people who have big names, have been big names in entertainment, and I don't know anybody who has the social, economic, and entertainment impact that she has. And I don't know that there's ever been somebody. I mean, you look at these groups over the years that people always argue about are people, Elvis, Michael Jackson, the Beatles. Because they lived in a different time, there weren't things like Twitter and Instagram. You couldn't do stuff like that. And it's just a different thing.
You couldn't pull up their songs on the on your smartphone. I mean, you have artists that have a million downloads of one song.
But I just think the fact that her telling people to register to vote, that has nothing to do with her. But just the fact that she did it, sent the percentages up. I mean, what entertainment person has that kind of impact? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, if Taylor Swift was a man, you wouldn't be saying all this stuff about her.
If she was a man?
How good she is, and how she needs awards, you know.
So you think it's a gender thing?
It's just, you know, the way it is. A woman going to take a lot more heat for it, but if she was a man, you know, we wouldn't be questioning things he done.
So do you think she's a good Person of the Year?
Oh, yeah, she's had a lot of influence, you know, on the country and in people, this country, not just kids. I mean, you know, adults are crazy about her, too.
Well, I think that's what really speaks here, is influential, because clearly she is that. And I think that is what this is really all about, and I think that's why it's not such a far-fetched choice.
Yeah, you know, I think there might have been other people that could have deserved it too, but, you know, she definitely deserved it when she can tell people to go out and do this and do that, and, you know, hundreds of thousands of them do it, and she's not telling them to do nothing bad or nothing, you know what I'm saying? She's just a nice, clean-cut girl that doesn't go out there and have all these things in and paparazzi and...
Well, I'll tell you, you're bringing up an interesting point here. Where is the negative story about Taylor Swift? The bigger star you are, normally the drug story or the negative story. You don't see that with her. And I'm not sure really why that is. It's happened to everybody else. It certainly happened to Britney Spears. Certainly happened to Christina Aguilera. Certainly happened to Elvis. Certainly happened to the Beatles. Certainly happened to Michael Jackson. It hasn't happened to her.
Well, she might not be in drugs, you know. I doubt Taylor Swift is in the drugs.
Well, I'm not just saying drugs. Michael Jackson's stories were about the way he looked and the idiosyncrasies he had. And the Beatles' stories were about they don't get along and they don't...
Michael Jackson, you know, he brought that, all that stuff on himself.
Well, that's what I'm saying. For some reason, Taylor Swift keeps a clear-cut image. No court cases. No, nothing. No anything. I don't know what that is, because you can't just say that they're protecting her very well, because heaven knows a lot of people are protected, and we still learn a lot of stuff about them.
Well, she's got to be a, you know, fairly good clean-cut girl to be not got linked up into all this stuff for years.
Well, I think that's part of it, too. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
What do you think?
I think that maybe the reason we haven't seen anything negative about her yet is just because it simply hasn't come out yet.
Well, I
maybe.
Think if it does, then I think maybe this would have been rethought. But, you know, she's not new. She's not a newcomer to the scene. I mean, she's been around 20 years now.
I mean, people hated on her for a while because of the jokes still stick around. Like how we joke about how she's going to write an album, a whole album about Travis Kelce when they break up.
But is that a bad thing? But that's not a negative.
She gets a lot of criticism for it, but it's not a negative from the standpoint as she hasn't had run-ins with the law. She hasn't had, you know, any of that type of stuff. So, and there actually is a lot of negative press about her, but it's about those types of things, like about, you know, how she, you know, breaks up, you know, she dates somebody, breaks up with them, she writes hit records, and, you know, she's had a long string of boyfriends, never had a serious relationship that lasted, and there's been a lot of stuff written about her, you know, that, you know, mentally she's a 35-year-old living in a 15-year-old's mind, and, you know, there's a lot of criticism from that standpoint, but she's not had any scandals like what you were talking about with other artists.
Well, I think everything's just subjective with her,
right.
And I don't really, for whatever reason, and I'm not saying that certainly I'm her biggest fan. I mean, I don't have Taylor Swift stuff at home or that sort of thing. But when you're able to do the things that she has done, I don't know. Why not Person of the Year? When I look at some of these other people, yes, they probably had more gravitas. That's really what we're talking about here. But yeah, I think her gravitas is just in a different way. And I will bet you that we're going to see something in 2024 with her, because you got to top yourself. And she's been able to do things, and I think she's going to have a major impact on a lot of things to come next year.
Now, I know what the Person of the Year next year is going to be.
Who's that?
It's going to be that big eclipse that's happening, the solar eclipse.
You know, boy, that's kind of going down the tubes, hasn't it? What happened with that?
I don't know.
People were all excited about that, and the hotels are going to be clean.
The hotels are going to be filled, and the restaurants are going to be filled, and you won't be able to get a room, you won't be able to rent a car, you won't be able to, you know, you won't be able to do anything. And then it got quiet.
Yeah, it's just a big nothing now.
Yeah, it is.
And I don't think people are going to care, really.
No, I don't think
so. On the whole.
There's not going to be 100,000 people descending on Marion, Ohio, like they tried to tell us.
They did try to tell us that.
But this eclipse, you can see it from Texas all the way out to Maine. So why are 100,000 people coming to Marion?
Well, I'll tell you what might bring 100,000 people, and that's the fruitcake toss.
Yeah.
As the list gets bigger and bigger,
yeah.
Even adding to it this morning, we're close to 50 people in the fruitcake toss. We're going to run down the list here again. Why not? Ted, Adam, Dr. Davis, Kerr Murray, Andy Apfelfeller, Sarah, Chip, Mr. Neal, Carrington, Matt, myself, Judy Summers, Glenn Coble, Lee, Glenn Jerome, Tyler Wilson, Ayers Ratliff, Tracy Lee, Pastor Whitaker, Bill Collins, Mary Ellen Withrow, Mayor Kellogg, Fruitcake Lily, Pastor Craig, Ted Williams, Sheila Evans, Linda Sims, Ed Pickett, Caleb Rice, Bob Welsh, Mrs. Welsh, George Kasotis, Joanne Kasotis, Sheriff Bales, a representative from the fire department, Judge Edwards, Carrie Grigsby, Caitlin from the Kroger Pharmacy, Lois Fisher, Nick Fisher, Miranda McGinnis, James Anderson, Abby, Mike McGinnis, Rebecca Morgan, Fred Malone, Sean, Lieutenant Brown, and Bob Smith.
And I want to go on record as saying something that you were talking about last week, and I didn't have a chance to call. I don't know what day it was. But I do not think that there needs to be a separate class for women.
Well, that became a big topic of conversation.
Because it's not about strength. It's all about style and form.
I have to disagree a little with that. I think it's a combination.
Okay.
I think it's strength with form. The strongest person will not necessarily win, but you do have to have the strength. If you're going to get that thing 70 feet or 60 feet, you've got to have some arm strength. You can't go out there and just underhand toss it You know, that's going to hit in about the 40-30, you know, foot area, which is where most of them go. I think you do have to have some arm strength, but not necessarily the strongest person.
Correct. Yes.
So I think it's a combination.
Yeah, it's a combination, but I'll tell you what, the bigger part of the combination is the form.
Absolutely. So. I'd agree 100% with that. I think you do have to have the style because, as we've said before, if you throw it too high, distance is a problem. And if you throw it too low and it hits the ground, distance is a problem. So you've almost got to get it right in the right spot, and you only get one shot. There are no do-overs.
That's right.
So who do we see on this list as a likely winner? Some people have been at it since we talked about this last time.
I'm going to have to go with probably... Ed still.
Sticking with Ed, who won last year at 61 feet.
I mean, you know, 61's pretty good considering.
Wasn't bad. Wasn't a bad toss. Pastor, who's going to win?
Well, I kind of have a favorite in mind, but I don't want to disclose it.
Oh, you don't want to disclose it.
I've been working out.
You! Now, you also have a little side deal going on.
Yes.
Now, who's your side deal with?
I'm not sure I know what you're talking about.
Adam. You want to throw further than Adam, because last year you were not in it. He won most improved.
Yeah, he won most improved. But I won't have to improve very much to you know, walk away with this thing.
Well, no, because your original throw 2 years ago was how far?
It was 54 feet.
54 foot?
Yeah. I mean, it was good enough for, like, fourth place.
Was it fourth place that year?
Yeah, there were like four or five of us that were in the 50s, and then we got blown away by, you know, that first champion.
Yeah, it was very close there. I remember it was the original champion, Ralph Thacker, was in that area, and I believe, there were some other people. You were in that area. Glenn, he was inebriated, so we really don't know how far. I think it went maybe 30 foot, kind of went off to the side, had a little lean to it.
But the best one was Adams that year.
Went backwards.
Yeah, it went backwards.
And people think that's a joke, but no, it did go back. He wound up. Yeah. I think he really broke the rules, but the fact that it went backwards, it really didn't matter at that particular point.
But the fact that then last year... He got it going the right way.
He got it going the right way.
He had a good toss.
He did have a good toss.
He's most improved. So, you know, he might be a dark horse.
Well, that just goes to show you that strength is not the key.
Right. And then I go back to what I originally said. I don't think you have to have a separate category for women.
No, I don't think you do either. But I do believe that with, I believe, 17 women now in this competition, more than ever before, that there is a chance that a woman could win this year.
Not only is there a chance that a woman could win this year, but I will bet money that at least one female will finish in the top five. Don't know where it will be in the top five.
Oh, I think there are. See,
will finish in the top
and
five.
I've never met some of these women. Like, I've never met Tracy Lee. I've never met Sheila Evans. So there are. Joanne Kasotis has never thrown. I've never seen that. Caitlin, I know who she is, but I've never seen her throw.
Right.
There are a lot. Carrington, I've never seen her throw. There's a lot of people on here where there's a lot of ambiguity.
Right. Yeah. No, it's going to be a good time.
This is going to be a good time, and all the other things that have been added to it.
Now, this year, see, I wasn't here last year. So are you going to have, like, a person responsible for measuring that's maybe a little bit more accurate than...
You don't think we have an accurate person out there?
Well, I just can speak of 2 years ago when I threw.
Well, it was the same person last year, so... You know, we do mark it off in five-foot increments.
Right.
Can he count to five?
Yeah, I think he can count to five. The problem was that winning toss last year, I mean, he just used his binoculars and said how far it was.
I don't know where. Well, it was in the dark. You know, last year it was rainy. It was muggy. We were in the dark. It was an interesting year for the fruitcake toss. Let's say that. So this year I think we've remedied all that. I think we'll all be able to tell this year where it's going. Because of the five-foot mark-offs being in the parking lot.
Now, are you going to have more than one fruitcake there just in case?
It blows up, which I don't think will happen.
Well, we're going to be throwing on pavement this year.
This is true.
And previously, we didn't throw it on pavement. So if you got a fruitcake going 70 feet in the air and it hits pavement... I know you don't like fruitcakes, and I know you think they're as hard as a brick, but
I worry more about the parking lot.
I think over time...
We have another parking lot ready to go the next day.
I think you should have a backup parking lot and a backup fruitcake.
Here's my thing. You would have to throw it so high, and it would have to come down so hard. I don't know if we'll have that. Maybe. We'll have a backup fruitcake, I think. Okay. Yeah.
I would wrap up the fruitcake in something, just to be safe.
Well, the fruitcake is wrapped.
Okay, look at that. I think it'll be fine.
But that is not because of the fruitcake. That's because of the packaging.
You don't want the fruitcake to bust out of the package?
The package would bust open. The fruitcake would not bust. The package would bust.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I could see it.
I mean, we were talking about this last night and talking about the, you know, if we threw it in an area where there was a house, you know, it could break a window. That's how hard one of these things is. This is not cake.
No. You heard about that house.
That's cake.
You heard about that house.
You heard about this breaking?
You heard about that house in Arlington, Virginia that exploded?
Oh.
If you throw that at a house, it could explode.
Can you imagine you can bang something on the table like that and not break it?
Well, that Twinkie you've got sitting back there.
It would shatter. It would shatter. But this thing, heavy as a rock.
All I know is...
Whole table about collapse.
All I know is that when the fruitcake toss is over, I'm going to eat that.
You're going to eat the one that we toss?
Yeah, buddy.
Well, why not? The 15th, that'll be next Friday.
Yep.
You can have at it. I don't think anybody will fight you for it.
I'm going to eat it right there Thursday night.
But you're not going to have the chestnuts?
Well, yeah, I will have some chestnuts, but I'm waiting for the fruitcake.
What about the hot chocolate? Do you hear that there's some ambiguity in the hot chocolate department?
Yeah, I have to be careful because I don't want to be overly critical of the individual that... you thought would bring the hot chocolate. Because I don't know who it is.
And go ahead and be critical.
And I could say some things.
Go ahead and lay in.
They'd probably take it personally.
Well, I don't mind. I think that's good.
Well.
I think a good personal feud is good.
Well, I think, you know, come on now. This is a fun event. A lot of people are putting various things into it that are, you know, may cost them a little bit of money or may cost them time. Big thing is time, but, you know, some people have a little expense. And somebody was, like, offended that you would ask them to bring hot chocolate?
I suggested, because I knew they were going to be there because they've been nominated,
well,
that they would bring the hot chocolate and boom.
If they cared about... giving, if they cared about hospitality, they would be more than happy to do.
It is the holiday season, isn't
it? That's right. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
The whole spirit of hospitality, contributing, being a part of what's going on, I mean, they should be more than... they should feel honored that you asked them to bring the hot chocolate. It's hot chocolate.
It's not like I'm asking them to bring jewelry.
Thank you.
Yeah. And you know, I have been apologizing all week because I'm in the Christmas spirit.
Right, yeah, but you've...
But I don't mean it.
You've apologized. I was going to say...
I don't mean it at all.
You've apologized enough times.
Yeah, but I don't mean it. See, so I can say it over and over because it's not a genuine apology because I don't feel I did anything wrong, but I think in the holiday spirit that if they feel I did something wrong, I'll say it.
So whoever that individual is...
There's honesty for you.
I'm just going to say I'm sorry as a Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, whoever that individual is, take a second to just look deep into your heart and find a little bit of compassion, find a little bit of the giving spirit, find a little bit of that wanting to be a part of what's going on, and say, yes, I'll bring that hot chocolate.
Yeah, what a pain in the keister. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I got to take out for Abby.
Go ahead.
It would have just been nice.
We know who it is now. All right, go ahead.
It would have been nice to have been asked before she was volunteered.
It's hot chocolate, not jet fuel.
Pastor Craig, do you want us to volunteer you for stuff and...
Go right ahead.
...not ask you?
No, go ahead. No, seriously. I don't have a problem if...
And when it gets out, you know, then... If you don't do it, you look like the stinker.
Well, that's the chance I take. But I won't turn down anything that somebody asks me to do if I can do it. No hesitation.
And are we actually looking at what was involved? We're talking about hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Well, is it different if you did about hot chocolate or about something else?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if you were going to pass out like $20 bills, well, that's a little different. But hot chocolate, what are we talking, 10 bucks here?
Cups.
Do what?
Who's going to do the cups?
Well, people can sip it out of their hand. Or we'll get a ladle. They can just ladle up.
We'll just have a big pot, hot chocolate, and straw.
Everybody brings out a ladle. That's cool.
Well, I never said the person had to bring the cups. I just said they had to bring the hot chocolate.
You might have the health department down there. Is it legal to sell some fruitcake?
Listen, if the health department doesn't have anything else to do for 1 hour on a Thursday night in December, then come hassle a fruitcake toss. Then they've got some problems.
I think
that'd make for an interesting broadcast.
Fruitcake toss, and then they're probably going to wonder what you do with that fruitcake after you toss it too.
First of all, I don't think the health department could be involved because we're not selling anything.
Well,
I imagine that director of the health department, she would actually probably want to throw one.
Yeah, invite her to throw.
But we'll have her bosses here. We'll have the county commissioners here. She might end up in the unemployment line if she showed up and did something like that. Listen, we got city council. We've got judges.
I'll just want to pick up for you.
Okay, thanks. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, oh, by the way, Mary sent us a message there in regard to the solar eclipse that, and again, I guess it is big for some people. The message from Mary was, my brother is flying in from Colorado to watch the eclipse. So there you go. So it is happening.
Okay.
It's on my calendar. Here's the thing. You know, you've never fake apologized to somebody?
I mean...
You have?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. What's the big deal? I did it with holiday spirit in mind.
So usually if you're going to fake apologize to somebody, you just got to look them in the eye and say sorry.
I didn't even look this person in the eye.
Yeah.
I just said it here.
But if you're ever genuinely sorry, but I'm so sorry. Like I am so sorry.
It's like,
I had to do it because there might not be hot chocolate there, so I had to explain it. And I thought it made her look bad if I apologized. I thought it put the onus back on her.
So when she goes to throw her fruitcake, you can just announce to the crowd, by the way, we have her to thank tonight for all the hot chocolate.
We would have had hot chocolate if not for this person who's throwing the fruitcake right now. Not going to mention any names. That's all there'll be to it. How about that?
I mean, you know, I think that sounds good. Yeah.
I think it's good. Pastor Craig, your show coming up next here on the station. Then we'll all get back together at noon and hash some current events out and then study his word at 1 o'clock today and tonight. Carrington, Matt, Sean, and I, 8 to 10. We've got Christmas in Caledonia tomorrow and the big fruitcake toss in 6 days. By the way, you can come down and watch this. You don't have to participate. I know some people are going to come down and watch, and that is fine with us. Back in 15 minutes. Oh, you're close to Savannah?
Oh, about 50 miles, yep.
Wow. How big is the fruitcake factory down there?
About a block.
A block? Wow. Well, hey, well, what's your name, sir?
My name is Rufus Long.
Well, I tell you, how long have you been with Claxton?
57 years.
57 years?
Wow,